All right, it's finally your turn to do something instead of just listen to me talk. We're going to launch into our vocal warm-ups. Now remember, warming up your voice is extremely important. I want to make the analogy of a sprinter again. You don't see the sprinter just going out and running the race before he warms up. Any athlete, for that matter, there's a series of stretches and warm-ups and some kind of drill playing that they do before they get into the actual game. It's the same thing with our voices. I want you to think of your voice box area, your whole vocal mechanism, as a big muscle. And the better you treat it, the better it's going to work for you. I have found that if I don't warm up before I go to a rehearsal or something like that, that my vocal stamina is very, very anemic. I can maybe last for a half an hour to an hour. I can keep singing, but I definitely have fatigue in there. If I warm up my voice first, I'm good for 3 to 4 hours easily. Our first formal exercise is called the motorboat exercise. Now, the reason I like this so much, and I think this is the top of the warm-up exercises, is that it puts the voice in the proper singing position. There's no way we can do the motorboat and sing improperly. Now, remember, improper singing is singing on our vocal cords. Proper singing is that forward placement we've talked about. So feel how the vibrational system of your voice works with the motorboat exercise, nice and forward, not on your cords. Now, what we're going to do is every time I play the chord, like this, that is your cue to breathe. I want you to practice using your quick breath. Remember that deep breath into your diaphragm area? Okay, like the surprise sound that we make? That is your cue to breathe, and then we start the formal exercise. So it sounds something like this. Now, all you do the motorboat is to gently put your lips together, make sure your jaw area is very nice and relaxed, and blow a nice, firm, supportive air through your lips, and just let your lips flutter. So let's try the motorboat now. I'm going to start in the mid-range area for my voice, and we're going to work you lower for you men out there. And we're going to work you gals up higher. Now, what I want you to do in each exercise, when it gets too high or too low, go ahead and drop out and wait for it to come back in your range. Especially in the warm-ups, we don't want to stress or strain our voice. We want to be gentle. So don't do anything that's too taxing at this point. All right, here we go. Breathe. 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 Back down, nice and relaxed, and breathe, breathe. Feel that nice vibration in your nose area. That's what we want for your singing. Make sure you stay in the octave range that I'm playing. Okay, good. You men are clear down there. Excellent, excellent. Now, all we're going to do on this next exercise, same thing with the motorboat, we're going to add the octave. It sounds like this. Now, this takes even more breath support because we are adding the octave and sustaining it. Now, make sure that you're nice and smooth on this transition. I don't want choppiness. I want nice and smoothity. Listen to me again. Notice on the octave up here. I'm sustaining the note. I'm not chopping it. Sustain means to hold. I'm not going like staccato. Staccato is short and choppy. Okay? It's nice sustaining. Here we go. Remember to drop down if it gets too high for you. We're coming up to a high C here. There's your high C. I'm gonna go one beyond. Back down. Nice and relaxed. Big breath. Good. On down for the men. Very nice. Good. Now, you can tell how that just puts absolutely no stress or strain on your vocal cords, and that's why I love it so much. Moving on now, this is called the hum and slide exercise. This one's real simple. We want a nice circular motion on this, however. We don't want a choppiness again, so think nice and smooth. This is what it sounds like. We're humming. Now, humming actually puts the voice forward, especially in our mid-range. When we get up into our higher range, be careful that the hum doesn't get back on your throat area and cause stress or strain. Sounds like this. Okay, notice how I went in a circular path. I didn't go like this. Okay, so here's your sample again. Here we go. Nice and relaxed. Close your eyes if you want to. Back down already. Breathe. Breathe. Good. Nice and circular. Very nice, man. On down, breathe. Good. Okay. Your voice should be coming alive rather nicely now, starting to warm up a little bit. Still have several left, however. This next exercise is called the NG placement. Now you'll notice I am orienting the exercises around correct placement because that is so important, especially when warming up. When warming up, that's the last time we want to get on our vocal cords and cause any damage or fatigue. So the NG placement is also designed to keep your voice nice and forward. Okay? All you're going to do is you're going to put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, and make an N sound, kind of like something tastes really good. Okay, so tongue on the roof of your mouth and We're going to do this on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sounds like this. Here we go. Nice and easy. On up to a high C, and back down. And relaxed. Breathe. Excellent. Your voice is thanking you right now. I can tell. The next exercise is wee, wee, wee. This is a real simple one. We're going to start up high instead of low on this one. It sounds like this. Wee, 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 wee. Here we go. Back down. Thank you. Excellent, excellent. All right, this next exercise is called the yi, ye, yo, ya exercise. And we're going to start enunciating, making sure that we're enunciating every vowel that we're singing. So again, the vowel enunciation is yi, ye, yo, ya. And I want to make sure that your lips are mo-flapping. Really open up on these, okay? Now, you need a big breath on this exercise because the form goes like this. Yi, ye, yo, ya. I want you to start just as strong as you finish. So big breath, here we go. Yi, ye, yo, ya. Really open up. Yi, ye, yo, ya. Now you're on your own. Breathe. Enunciate. Now we're going to get more complicated. We're going to add one more 5-4-3-2-1. Just like that. Gotta really breathe on these. Okay, we're going to skip on down now to get the guys involved. E-A-O-Y-A. E-A-O-Y-A. Last one. Good. What great students you guys are. Okay, let's go on to the exercise called Me, Me, Me. All right, a lot of E sounds, wheeze and E's, they tend to put our voice forward, you guessed it, into our rhino horn. So they're really good for warm-ups. These are partially strengthening now. It's kind of a hybrid mix at this point before we get into the full-on strengthening, which is coming up very soon here. So me, 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 we're going to do it on a real easy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it sounds like this. Me. Now, make sure you don't put an extra H in there. That's what I used to do. I used to go, me. Okay, so it's E the whole time. Here we go. Me. Breathe. Back down. Okay, we're going to skip down here. Make sure you're in the right octave. Here we go. Me. Last one. Way to go. All right, are you ready for another Mo Flappin' exercise? In other words, enunciation, making sure your lips and your mouth are nice and wide and open and you're saying everything very clear. I should say singing everything very clearly. This exercise is called Ma, Me, Me, Mo, Moo. Okay, kind of a tongue twister if you would say it 10 times in a row quickly. Here it is again. Ma, me, me, mo, moo. We're going to sing this simply on one note, okay? So we're mainly concentrating on enunciation. I want nice breath support, and I want you to hold out the moo as long as you can. So this is kind of a enunciation slash breath control exercise. Sounds like this. Ma, me, me, mo, moo. Okay, now notice how I held out the moo reasonably long time, but I didn't hold it out until I was running out of breath so that it sounded weaker. Okay, it was nice and even from start to finish. Here we go. Ma, me, me, mo, moo. Breathe. Ma, me, me, mo, moo. Okay, we're going to start going down already on this one. strong to the end. Here we go. Breathe and mommy, me, moo, moo. Breathe. Breathe. Mommy, me, mo, moo. Mommy, me, mo, moo. Now, I should have given you this pointer a little earlier, but as we go down on the low notes for you females right now, I want you to just barely push. If you push too hard on the low notes, you'll tend to get on your chords, and that's not good. Here we go. Mommy, me, mo, moo. Let the microphone do the work for you. Guys, you too, as you hit these low notes, don't push. Just nice and breathy. Okay, good. You guys are doing absolutely fabulous. Well, we're going to end with one more warm-up exercise, and then we're going to get into our strengthening exercises. Another Mo Flappa for you. This is Yi Ye Yo Ya with 1-8-5-3. Okay, so we're going to go octave to octave, eight, remember eight, octopus. That's eight notes. That's an octave right there, so we're going to go. Okay, just like that. Sounds like this. Yi yo ya, yi yo ya. Nice enunciation. Here we go. Yi yo ya, yi yo ya. Back down. Breathe. Breathe. Thank you. Good. Great job. Okay, your voice should be amazingly warmed up right now, raring to go.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and he will add unto thee. No need to worry, no, God will add so much more to thee.